Oh boy. Okay. Should we start by talking about our dancing skills?
Okay.
Okay. Do you have a story?
Okay, I'm so excited we're gonna be talking about dance because that's what I did. I'm not a sports person. I did song team, dance team, and cheer. So,
Did you get to wear boots and a cute hat when you did
oh,
dance team?
I think that's drill team or color
Oh,
guard.
okay. Yes. Drill team. That's what I'm thinking. So dance team is different than drill team.
And yeah, you do dance team, it's jazz shoes.
Okay.
Jazz
Okay.
shoes. Or like, yeah. No, and I didn't have a musket or a flag. That's drill.
A musket. Who has
I had a wooden. They would have like a wooden fake musket. You could
my gosh. This seems violent. I grew up in Texas and we didn't have muskets.
And they'll probably be like, that's not what it was, but that's what I called it. I had it was so sad. I did have one of those moments where I tried out my freshman year for song, and you go through this like week-long like thing, right? Where you're learning all the dances, they're kind of watching you, you're being vetted practically for a week. And me and two of my besties were trying out, and they do the awful list where it's for everyone to see. So you find out if you made it or not by looking at, seeing if your name is on that list. And my name was not on the list.
Oh,
And
high school
theirs
heartbreak.
were. It was so horrible. But then, so I didn't get on cheer, but I did get on the dance team, and it ended up being wonderful. It was perfect for me. I love dance. It made me fall in love more with dancing. And I don't even really like heights, so I don't think I could have been a flyer. I really don't like to hold other people, so I couldn't have been a bass person. I don't do flips. Really, it was a blessing in disguise, but it was a cringy coming of age, like, oh, didn't make the team. It was so sad, but it
Dang.
worked out.
See, I didn't even try out for a cheerleader, even though I could tumble. I could do like back flips and all of
What?
it. But I wanted more than anything to be a cheerleader, but I wasn't cool enough. And in Texas at that time, it's a little better now, but it was a popular vote by the student body to be a
Oh,
cheerleader.
that's even worse than not making
Yeah.
the list.
So
A
there was like,
popular vote?
And I mean, I knew my status in the order of things, and I was like, there's no way. It doesn't matter
There's
how many back
no vote.
handsprings I can do. I will not make you people love me. And so I didn't try out. Maybe that's sad, but life's hard. Life's hard, boyette.
Cutthroat in Amarillo. What?
It was rough. It was rough. But my dancing has always been herky jerky. I just can't, I'm just not beautiful in my dancing. So in college I embraced it, and I was we had chapel a couple of times because I went to this little Christian college. We had chapel a couple of times a week, and on the days when it was like fun chapel, I was the interpretive dancer to the announcements.
Oh.
And I just could really dramatically interpretive dance.
You're like, that I can do. Drama dancing.
Drama dancing was where it was at for me. And so, maybe I didn't find my dancing joy in beauty, but I found it in weirdness, and that was enough for me.
Love this so much, and I can picture it. I can picture it, Micah. You're the best.
Thanks, Merce.
That's so fun.
Well, we're talking about dancing today, everybody, and we're so excited. So, enough of hearing our stories of our amazing dance skills. Let's shout some worth and shift some narratives for people with Down syndrome. Welcome to the Lucky Few podcast. We are celebrating Down Syndrome Awareness Month with some amazing self-advocates. And today we have the wonderful and talented hip-hop homies on the show to celebrate with us and share their journey of spreading joy and advocacy through hip-hop. We are so excited to chat with them today. Welcome to the Lucky Few podcast.
Dear amazing listeners and Down syndrome family here on the podcast, if you've been listening for a bit, then you have heard about Jack's Basket from our interviews with founder Carissa Carroll. You can go back and listen in episodes 44 and 180 to hear about this incredible nonprofit that Carissa Carroll started called Jack's Basket. They are on a mission to make sure that every baby with Down syndrome is celebrated and every family is congratulated. And that's just exactly what they are doing. Since the first time we talked to Carissa, Jack's Basket has celebrated almost 7,500 babies, okay? Get this, in all 50 states and over 40 countries. Carissa, team at Jack's Basket, this is incredible. They are working to shift narratives by partnering with healthcare professionals to change the way a Down syndrome diagnosis is delivered. By equipping medical providers with diagnosis advocacy resources, families are receiving the support and the hope that they deserve as they begin their new journey. Lucky Few friends, let's help shift this narrative. Let's help them with this imperative work and welcome new families to this incredible community and impact their story from the very, very beginning by letting them know that their baby with Down syndrome is celebrated and they are not alone. You can visit jacksbasket.org to learn more and request a basket. That's jacksbasket.org to learn more and request a basket today. Listener friends, can I be really honest here with you? All right, one of the very best things Josh and I have done in the last few years for our family is to sit down with Philip Clark and his team from Enable Special Needs Planning. Let me tell you more, okay? So I'm an adult. And as an adult, and especially as a parent to two children who have Down syndrome, I have always known that a financial plan for the future is important. Not only do we want to have a plan for our future, but to have peace of mind knowing that there's a plan in place for my kids with Down syndrome, all my kids really, but especially Macy and Augie, for their futures when Josh and I are no longer around. The thing about it is I didn't know how to even begin this planning process. When we learned about Enable and we sat down with them to begin the planning process, I instantly had such peace of mind. Not only were we given one-on-one attention with experts in the field, but Enable offers a unique approach, not only looking at the future, but starting with now, present day, with August and Mason and all of our family and how we're going to grow and adjust and help plan for our loved ones with a disability. To sit here today and know financial planning is in place for Macy in August offers peace of mind and an exhale. So listeners, today's a great day for you to start your planning too. You can check out enablesnp.com. That's enablesnp as in special needs planning.com.
Before we hear from the hip hop homies, I would like to read another one of our wonderful friends who left a review. California Dreaming 12397465.
That's a lot of numbers.
Says, I love this podcast. I always feel so encouraged after listening and I learn a lot. Thank you, team, for helping me feel less alone on this journey. Yay! Thank you, California Dreaming 12397465. Love that you listen in and get to be a part of the conversation as well. Don't forget to leave us a review, friends, on Apple Podcasts and also on Spotify.
All right, let's jump over and meet our friends, the Hip Hop Homies. Okay, friends, we are here with Hip Hop Homies founder and director Carol Tingey, along with homies Mary Ellsworth, Eric Gardner, and Colin Curtis. Carol Tingey's story begins in high school when she met these two guys and, as she puts it, ignorantly thought she could help and serve them, but quickly found it would be just the opposite. Now, over 40 years later, Kelly and Chatty have been in her life ever since. She started a dance class 5 years ago for them and for other friends she'd met and loved along the way. They did a one-time performance, so they thought, and have been performing ever since. More classes have started because of so many who want to dance. And finally, out of this, they created a nonprofit called Home of the Homies to benefit adults with Down syndrome. Mary Ellsworth is one of five girls in her family. She loves to do crafts at home and be with her family and her dog, Nacho Boy. So good. Mary loves to dance, as do all the homies. She especially likes to go to prom. Mary's middle name is Angel. She's perfectly named. Eric Gardner is known as Pooh Bear, Big E, and Rico Suave. Eric likes to travel with his mom and has been to many places. He loves sports and he bowls at a 120 average. Amazing. Whoa. Eric is turning 53 in October.
Right.
Oh, it's coming up.
It's coming up.
It's coming. And Colin Curtis is the baby of seven kids. He just graduated high school. He is a self-proclaimed mama's boy. He's a cowboy at heart and loves quads, hunting, football, and friends. He has two dogs that he adores. And Colin works at an EOS gym. Okay, I think we got the introductions done. Welcome to the Lucky Few Podcast, Hip Hop Homies.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
We're so excited y'all are here.
Thank you.
Yes. Thanks.
We would love to kick it off with each of you sharing a little bit more about yourself, if you could. And what are some things you like to do? And if you're comfortable sharing, we'd love to hear from each of you.
That'd be great. Yeah. Eric, why don't we start with you?
Okay.
He's our senior of the group here today.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
And he has deemed himself, what part in the Hip Hop Homies are you?
I'm the co-captain.
Nice.
He's the co-captain there.
Yes.
I love that. I would try to be co-captain too.
That's right. He's the co-captain. He helps with a lot of taking care of all the crew and keeping us on track, right, buddy?
Right, Ma. And I always help Ernesto or Chatter Boy.
That's right. He helps with some of our older hip hop homies when he needs to help them get to the right spot or that kind of thing. Yeah. He's a great friend that way and a good co-captain.
Yeah.
Eric, why don't you tell him where you fall in your family?
It's really difficult for my family is.
No, but I mean, where do you fall? Do you fall in the...
I fall.
Are you the oldest or are you the youngest?
Oh, I'm the oldest one, yes. Yeah.
Eric's the oldest. And his birthday, like we said, is October the 8th, coming right up.
Yeah, it's going to be a fast Sunday.
Yeah, after general conference. That's right. It's going to be on a Sunday. And Eric is going to be turning 53. Yeah. And so you can imagine that 53 years ago, this guy was born to his mother, who was in her 20s, and it was a different world than what you guys faced at that time. And she tells a story of, you know, being told what she could do, what her option was once she had had this baby. And of course, she did not know before. There were no ultrasounds, and she had no idea what was going to be the course of her life. And at that point, She said, you, when she was presented the options there, she said, you give me that baby. I'm taking him home. And she has taken him home and done an amazing job for 53 years trying to figure out, like all of us, what to do as parents with kids, no matter if they're typical or not. And that has been a journey. But Eric's the oldest in his family. Mm. Tell him how many kids are in your family, bud.
Well, I have two brothers, two sisters, one's in heaven.
Yeah. And his closest brother to him, the next one, passed away. And that was a tough thing for Eric.
I like to get out of that family.
Yeah. So Eric likes to hang out now because all his siblings are out of the home. He loves hanging around over here because there's a lot of action at my house between kids and grandkids and homies in the home. So it's he and his mom hanging out at their house. And so you'll hear him call me mom. And he knows very well that he's got a wonderful mom, but he likes to be part of this family too and hang around here and have a little more action around here. He likes hanging around with my son who's 19 and my son that's 22. And he loves just being part of the action. We love having him around.
Yeah, my mom. Yeah.
So if you hear him call me mom, you'll understand.
Yes.
Got it. Oh, that's a great nickname.
Some of the kids do, and I am totally great with that. It's an honor to me, but I also make sure that they understand the amazing moms they have who've given their lives and their all for them, and that's really important to me, that they realize how blessed they are for good mamas who give it all and who do a lion's share of the work, lifelong dedication to them. So
I'm trying to have a job and get out from the retirement.
Yeah, that's right. Eric, well, let's tell him about that.
I know, I was going to ask.
For lots of years. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up.
Money, money, money.
Money, money, money.
And a job.
Yeah.
So Eric worked for a lot of years at Fry's Grocery Store. Eric was able to work quite a few hours and
part time.
And when his mom got ready to retire, they retired together so they could travel a lot. And they did. They've been to a lot of places. They've been to Costa Rica.
Yeah.
Where else? Tell them some of the places.
Last time I went to Chicago, I got stuck there.
Yeah.
San Diego.
Yeah.
Three times in Hawaii. Yeah. Bali. Whoa. And Honolulu. And I don't know what the third one is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been to Israel.
And New York.
New York. Costa Rica.
Yeah, Costa Rica.
That's right.
And California, too.
Yes, and California.
And Disneyland.
Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta go to Disneyland. Yeah.
So Eric and his mom thought they would travel, and they did quite a bit. They had big plans for his 50th birthday, which was 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. Where were you going to go for your 50th?
Oh, yeah, I was going to be in Paris.
He was going to
be there.
Yeah.
And so then something bad happened. You guys know what it is. What happened? That darn old COVID.
Oh, yeah, COVID, yeah.
Yeah.
COVID ruined his Paris trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you know what he did get for his 50th birthday? Tell him what was the big gift you got instead of Paris.
I don't have a curfew.
Oh. Yeah. No more curfew, you guys.
I really want you to move out with that.
Yeah.
I'm in prison.
So
baby steps. First, no curfew, then.
That's right.
You want to move out.
So. I always tell people that. There you go, parents. Now you know. And I tell the youth when we speak, I go, there you go. You've only got about 35 more years and you'll be no curfew. Yeah. But Eric, very much, as you guys know, wants to do all the things that others do. He'd like to move out, mm-hmm. and he'd love to be married.
Yes.
And lots of times mm-hmm. we have had tearful conversations about that. And it's the truth for our adults with Down syndrome that they would love opportunities the same. And that's a very hard and real part of our kids' lives. And so we talk about it. And I tell Eric, I understand. And that's very painful for some of the things that he'd like to do. But we sure love having him in our group. And I'll just tell you, I met Eric and his mom. I saw them. I was up vacationing. You know, actually, Arizona is not all desert. There is 3 hours away, beautiful white mountains. And we were up there and went to a movie. And in there, my little radar saw somebody I wanted to meet. And it was Eric. And he was with his mom. And so I went over and I said, hello, I'm Carol. And we met. And I loved him instantly, of course. And I was so happy to find out that he lived here in the valley and near me. And so we became friends and started staying in contact. And Eric joined our group and has been a wonderful co-captain. I've known him for years now. We have almost so much fun. Yeah. So Eric loves sports. And he's got tickets to the ASU football games. How is the ASU doings right now? Not so good, guys.
No. Oh, no.
Coach, but they need to listen up.
They need to listen up to the coach, he's telling you.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's been kind of a bummer because when you go in the heat to those games,
yes,
you want a victory.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. It's a little frustrating. Mm-hmm. But I love when I go with Eric to games. He'll go with me to my kids' high school games and stuff like that. And, mm-hmm. you know, he has an interesting method of cheering. Not only does he cheer for the team, but I will say, sometimes cheers against the opposing teams. Like he'll say things like, hey, slip on a banana peel.
Yeah.
I saw the floor. Yeah. Hey, your zipper's undone.
Yeah, zipper's undone.
Yeah,
he kind of heckle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Has it ever worked, Eric?
And they fall for that too.
Did you get somebody? Do they? Like you trick them with the zipper and then they mess
yeah,
up?
Yeah, that too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
It's a good method, you guys.
Air ball, fumble, slip it out.
Yeah, we love sports.
Oh, that's awesome. We love hearing all about you, Eric. I would love to know about you, Colin.
This guy.
Colin, will you tell us some things about yourself?
Why don't you lean up just a little bit here, buddy, so they can hear you. Why don't you tell them how old you are?
I'm 20 years old.
20 years old. He just graduated from high school, guys. Right? In May.
Wow.
In May 2023.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Colin. Yeah.
So why don't you tell him? Colin has a lot of brothers in his family, and all of them played football at our high school here. And Colin was no exception. He got to be on the team. Sometimes he played, but a lot of times he was helping and was really the morale booster of the team. And they just did a neat story and featured him telling about what an amazing part of the team he was. And so Colin got to represent me. Colin, why don't you tell him what number you wore on your jersey and why?
I wear the trophy. Be 47, which really is a story to tell. Long time ago, I was little. My brother Kevin, he passed away because I'm sorry, I don't want to cry, but I'm really am sad about him, but he struggled that way. He played football a long time ago. He helped me, and I feel him like an angel of him because he played football. I got his back sometimes. I always play football with him.
So you wore his number and on your jersey to represent, right? Yeah. He feels him just like an angel with him, he says. Colin was very close with him. And again, another really tough thing. But as Colin's mom said, he continues to talk with him. And he's a great comfort in their family. And it's pretty cool that he gets to that he got to wear his jersey and represent him that way, right, bud?
Yes.
Colin loves to dance. Colin loves everything outdoors. You can imagine with all those boys in his family, being one of six boys, he loves everything outdoors. And he's our real country boy. He loves country music.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you tell him some of your favorite country artists?
I like Luke Bryan, Taylor Swift, Thomas Brooks, Dennis Ray, Tyler Toth, and Zach Brown, Sam Hunt, and I like George Strait and Tim McGraw.
Kind of all of them.
Cody Johnson.
So I love to tell about Colin because one day somebody was teasing one of the other homies and said, oh, you're such a mama's boy. And he's like, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. Colin says, I am. And Colin adores his mom. And he, his mom says every meal she makes, she goes, this is the best meal ever.
Oh, Colin.
Colin walks her out to the car when he doesn't know I'm watching and opens the door for her. And they have a regular date watching. What's your favorite show to watch with your mom?
I watch Heartland.
Heartland with his mom. And it's pretty awesome to see when he calls his mom. I'll see across the screen. What do you have her in as your contacts? What do you call her?
I call her Mom Angel Curtis.
Mom Angel Curtis.
I love it.
He's really rough and rugged. I mean, he's participates in rodeos and things like that. And I always tell the story that he was in a rodeo recently and was supposed to, you know, wrestle the cow down. And then his nephew was coming out to tie the ribbon on. And Colin went out, started wrestling down. But that cow got a good swift kick right in Colin's nose. Colin went ahead and wrestled him down. They got the ribbon on and Colin stood up with a bloody nose and started flexing to the crowd.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so no cow was going to get the best of him. Colin's tough and rugged. Matter of fact, he has a job. Tell him where they said, but tell him again what you do at.
I work at EOS Fitness. I clean. I love equipment. And I always clean the bathrooms and the table, the mill. And I also will clean the windows up front.
Yeah.
That's why I like my business.
He loves it. He works at the gym, and it's super fun to see him there. Not only does he work out there, but he also has a job there, and that's pretty awesome. So one day he was just there working out. And I was working out, and it's really fun because the hip-hop homies performed at a big staff meeting for the gym. And following that, their general manager over 75 gyms came up and said, we'd like to give all of the homies a membership and comp them a membership. Yeah.
I love that. That's so cool. Amazing. I was going to say that I just recently, going back to the country music, went to a Dierks Bentley concert.
Oh, that's awesome. That's fun.
Yeah, that's so fun. You're a real cowboy, getting knocked in the nose and standing up and flexing.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It's super tough. That's awesome. Tough. And staying active. Yeah. I think that's amazing that they partnered with you guys in that way. That's huge.
Because one of the fun things about the Hip Hop Homies is it provides fitness and exercise for the kids. And this is just another way. You see the younger generations getting more active early and being able to participate. And it's huge to see that a gym opening its doors and welcoming them like that. And so in the mornings, I get to go and work out. And several of my friends are there. And it's so much fun. The greetings that go on, and I can be on an elliptical machine and oversee the whole gym and see the amazing things going on there. People greeting them in the way they bring joy to the gym, to everybody there when they see each other, see them getting fitness, and it's pretty awesome. So most of the most everything there has been optimal and amazing and good. We did have one incident there that was not good. And I'll just give you a little insight to Colin and also to our kids in general. But one day, a man just not too long ago came up and told Colin to get off his machine. And Colin had his headset on and music on. And of course, nobody owns the machines there. But I'm not sure exactly why or what. I had happened to just leave the gym at that time, but close-fisted, took a swing to Colin's face, and
it's really true.
It was hard on all of us. The mother bear comes out in your bad, but true to Colin. After he was stunned and, of course, physically hurt, I think he was more emotionally sad, and his feelings were hurt more than anything, right? His heart was broken because, you know, why? You know, that's just not in Colin's, it's not in their frame of reference to treat somebody like that, right? It's not that he hasn't been rough and rugged, because he's from a big family of boys, but also anything like that is followed with kindness and quick sorry or any kind of anything. Right.
This was very much different.
Very different.
Yeah.
But as Colin said, I need to go apologize to him. So that's shows you the kind of people I get to be around all the time, the caliber of people. It's a privilege. So really, in general, like I said, it's neat to see that the younger generations are picking up and getting fitness and having opportunities like that earlier on. So, and that's happening, right? So that's pretty awesome. But Colin is a party. He's so much fun, and he always leads us out in our Hip Hop Homies. He's got some serious moves, and he always brings the energy and gets things going, right, buddy?
Yes, absolutely.
So if you see him, he just did a little shirt modeling on our Instagram. Yeah. He was showing off our new I Love Homies shirt. If you want to see a good model, he just brought it. He had a little suave wink to the camera. He had a little point. He had, yes, sir. Like that.
Oh, wow.
Listeners, we are getting to see all his moves. and it's that's good.
That's Colin. He's just a party. And as I always say, they just bring so much color to my life. And you can see that, the joy.
Yeah. Wow.
The color they bring, you know, I always say, there's no laughing at them, but if you're not laughing with them, you're just missing out on life, because they're fun and everything is fun with them. Everything's a lot more fun with them around. So, there's tons I could tell you about each of them, and I wish I could introduce you to each one of the homies. I didn't know how I could have a panel of 44 kids on here, but I wish you could.
We wish you could too.
Yeah, they're so equal, all equally so amazing, and I could just tell you on and on about them. It's such a joy. But I'd love to introduce you to Mary Angel.
Mary Angel.
We call her by her full first and middle name, because we can't leave off that part, because Mary Angel is so sweet and special to our group too. She's our cute little redhead girl that we love so much. And Mary, why don't you tell them how old you are?
I'm 40.
Mary, that's awesome. I'm just a little older than you, but it feels good to be 40, doesn't it?
Yes.
She's 40 and fabulous. Why don't you tell them some things you like to do at home? She always sends me pictures or FaceTimes me to show me.
I do, my favorite talent is diamond art.
Diamond art.
Oh. Will you tell us more about diamond art? I don't know about diamond art.
It's like on the bees, and you work on...
There's a little kind of picture, a mat.
A picture.
And then you put your beads on it.
And you put these on.
Yes.
And it looks so pretty, doesn't it, Mary?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she works on that a lot and makes this beautiful artwork with her diamond art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I don't have any brother, but he died a long time ago.
But she has, how many sisters do you have?
I have 5 sisters.
Wow.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, she's the baby of 5 sisters, so she's got a lot of girls above her. And Mary has a wonderful dog, as we told you. Tell him his name.
His name is Nacho Boy.
Nacho Boy. She loves Nacho Boy. She loves him so much. And he's getting older, and she's worried about him.
Yes. Yeah,
right? He's getting a little bit sick, isn't he, Mary?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. We're worried about him. She's got wonderful parents. And Mary loves to dance. Mm-hmm. And Mary loves to do more than hip-hop. Matter of fact, she wasn't sure when she moved here if hip-hop was her thing. Because she likes to do waltz and a little more ballroom, right, Mary?
Yes.
But she's actually come to be a great hip-hop dancer, and we term hip-hop very loosely in our group, truthfully, very loosely. And so we have a little bit of ballroom hip-hop, a little bit of, you know, all kinds of waltz hip-hop, all kinds of that kind of stuff. And Mary loves to dance with Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly, my date.
Yeah, she likes to dance with Kelly, her date. Yeah. And sometimes when she goes to prom, even when there's hip-hop music going on, her and Kelly, they just kind of waltz along the outside of the group the whole time.
Lovely.
And it's wonderful. That's Kelly Levitt, my buddy from high school. And they're sweet friends. And they like to dance.
I lost Lulu. He died and he passed away old.
Your other dog, right?
Yeah, the other one dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was that before Nacho Boy? Before you had Nacho Boy?
Yeah. Yeah.
I will see little one go ahead with them stay.
Yeah. Mary, do you like coming to hip hop homies?
Yes.
She loves hip hop. She waits for Fridays. She's in the Friday group. It's our original group. Started out on Wednesdays, and Colin right here is in the original group, and Eric's in the original group. And we started out with just a small group of my friends, about 7 or 8 of them. And I was really thinking about, now that I have a little bit of time, my kids are settled in school. My last baby was born premature and was quite sick. And once I got him stable and in school and that kind of things, I had a little more time, and I really wanted to do something that I had felt passion for, not just work. And so I was really considering that and praying and thinking about that. And the thought came to me, your love and passion is with your friends with Down syndrome. And so thought came clear to me, all of your friends love music and dance. And so you should put together a hip hop group. And I thought to myself, well, that's a silly thought. You don't dance. And you don't even teach dance, and you don't hip hop for sure. You're an old chubby grandma. So this is really kind of a silly thought. And I realized, of course, it wasn't of my own thought. It was just a divine feeling that came to me. So I thought about a dear friend of mine who was young and hip and actually dances and teaches dance. And I called her and I said, Mariah, I have this idea. And to her credit, she says, oh, Carol, I'm all in. So we started with 7 or 8 of the friends of mine just said, hey, let's do you want to, you know, get together and dance? And of course, resounding yes. And so we started this little group, and one more would say, wait, what are you doing? Can we join? And one more and one more. And I kept saying, okay, that's it, you know, because we want to make sure that these kids all have the attention and that we, you know, it's not just chaos. I mean, it's always chaos, but organized chaos. And I knew if we just added too many, it would it just be too much chaos. And it grew by one more, and I kept saying, okay, that's it. But what do you do when somebody wants to dance and somebody calls and says, hey, I've got my son that just loves dancing and would love to be a part of this. And okay, all right, we'll add one more, and then we'll add one more. And finally, one of a girl that I met, she looked at me and she says, Carol, I am Hip Hop Homie's number one fan, and I just really want to be a part of your group. And she looked at me with those eyes, and I said, okay, one more. And so we closed the original group, and I had people reaching out, and I just said, okay, I've got to open another class. And so a couple years later, after the original group had started and I had this waiting list, I said, okay, one more class. And we filled that class. And I opened another one and we filled that class. And I have people reach out. And again, how do I not have everyone dance that wants to dance? And so that's where the nonprofit came along. And we said, we've got to get organized. There were people who said, you know, could I help? And could I, you know, could I put some money forward? Well, I wasn't organized to receive it. And so, no, it was never my plan to have a nonprofit. It was never my plan to do any of this. But I noticed along the way that there was gaps. When kids graduated from high school and they had a social life and they had programs and things, and I've heard you guys talk about, as I nod my head as I was listening, you know, it all works great when they're younger and they can jump in a typical class. But it gets a little harder. And maybe, and you guys haven't faced some of this yet, where what do we do now? And where do they fit now? And how does this work? And so we need to provide and make sure there's fun and fitness and friends and fulfillment for our kids that are adults with Down syndrome. And when they age out of high school, it gets a little tricky. Now you have all kinds of, every case is different. One of my friends, Hannah, when she was in high school, had loads of typical friends and was involved and included. And matter of fact, my daughter was her best friend in high school. And so she jumped into the lunch bunch and was released off campus every day to go home to one of the different houses with the girls to have lunch with the lunch bunch. And she was asked to the dances, and she was the prom queen. And all that was great. And high school was fun. And every way there was, she was included. And high school came and went, and she graduated. And then it got a little tricky, because all the dear friends who love her, genuinely love her, life changes. They go away to college. And then they start getting married. And then they have babies. And it doesn't change their love for her, but their lives change. And so they see her here and there. But that all changes from regular what was happening in high school, right? And so the Hip Hop Homies has been a great blessing, because all of a sudden she had a friend group of people that were all in the same situation. And it's been fun to watch her integrate into a life of peers with Down syndrome and have a friend group and participate there. For Eric here, who had a life of working quite a bit. But as his mother said, as he got older and as he was spending a lot of time, I mean, you can only work so much and then you come home. And then it's you and your mom and the TV. And it was hard. And his mom has expressed the wonderful nature of having Eric be able to get involved with the Hip Hop Homies. You love it?
Yes, I do. Last time I got super late. And
oh, you came late to Hip Hop Homies? He was so worried about being there, but do you like being part of
it? Oh, yes, I do like Hip Hop Homies, yes.
He said, I'm so proud. He told me, I'm so proud to be a Hip Hop Homie. And we love having him in that way.
I have to tell something.
Okay.
I got a job. I work, I got a mission, and I'm serving the people and the food.
Yes. She works at the food bank.
Oh, wow.
And she serves a mission for her church, and she gets to help at the food bank.
Yeah.
And a lot of them get to do a lot of service and volunteer, and that's super fun.
I got my name badge.
Yeah, she got a name badge.
That's cool, Mary.
And so it's just fun to see that each of them, even if they have a job for a period of time, that doesn't fill all the social needs, and that doesn't fill all the time in their day. And it's just awesome to see. We performed one time, like I said, just as kind of a little recital to show the parents what we were doing. And I decided to invite the youth from my church to come and be part of that, just to have a bigger audience. And so I started thinking to myself, well, we can show them our dance, but they've got to know about these people. And so I brought them up individually, and I introduced them and let them show a little bit of their individual style. And that has become the beginning of years of dancing and a program that we put together for typical youth. And that is just a huge, huge mission of mine, is to not just provide things for the adults with Down syndrome, but to let typical youth and people know who.
Oh, I love you, Carol. I see your heart. I hear your heart. It's amazing.
Who these people are and what they have to teach us. And we're really missing out if we don't learn from them, because I could just tell you one experience after another of who they are and what they have to teach. And as individual as they are and as human as they are, because I tell people all the time, no, they're not always just happy. They're human beings and they have the range of emotions. But in general, they're amazing with so much to teach. And so I love watching the youth come up after performance. I say, you're welcome to come up and meet them. And they just swarm around them. And, you know, it's interesting because not everybody is cruel, but some are very nervous and fearful and don't know how to interact. And I watch this bridge. I watch them see. I want to know them. And I'll watch them even come up right to them, kind of stand there and what happens. But one of these guys just wrap them up in a hug. And boom, it's over, you know. Or they say, hey, show us that move. And pretty soon we'll have a whole group of kids. We not only have a show, but we have a what I call the post show, when everybody comes up after and wants to meet, and then they kind of start dancing together. And it's just awesome to see. And so, you know, I know that you guys have amazing people on this program. I've heard professionals and medical people and educators, and I really have no qualifications, honestly, to be here. Except that I just love these kids, and I want to make sure that other people have the experience I did, as far as really learning who they are and being able to be blessed by them as I have. So
this is beautiful. We love hearing about the work y'all are doing. We've loved getting to know the three of you, our friends here with Down syndrome. And we are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to have our favorite part of every episode, which is good news. And in good news, we share something that we're celebrating in the lives of our friends with Down syndrome. Or if we have friends with Down syndrome on the show like we do today, we love to hear from you about what you're celebrating. So you guys think about it for a little bit, and we'll be right back.
All right, listener friends, do you know of a new baby recently diagnosed with Down syndrome? If you do, will you please send them to my house so I can hold them? I just need to hold those new babies. Can you also go over to jacksbasket.org to request a basket and welcome them into the lucky few? Jack's Basket celebrates babies with Down syndrome and provides gifts, resources, and a parent connection to the Down syndrome community. Impact a family's story from the very beginning by letting them know that their baby is celebrated and they are not alone. Go to jacksbasket.org to learn more, and then send that baby over to me for a quick snuggle. When you hear the term special needs planning, what comes to mind? If you're like most people, you probably envision paying an attorney a lot of money to set up a special needs trust for your child. That's because the traditional approach to special needs planning tells families to do two things. One, establish a trust, and two, buy a life insurance policy to fund it in the future when you die. But is that version of planning enough to give you a true sense of security today and complete peace of mind regarding your child's future? As a proud older brother of a younger sister with Down syndrome, Philip Clark didn't think so. That is why he founded Enable Special Needs Planning. His team of expert special needs consultants guide families step by step through the planning process, and develop lifelong relationships to help them adjust over time as things change. If you want more from your planning experience, check out enablesnp.com. That's enablesnp, as in special needs planning.com.
Time for good news, time for good news. Everybody, welcome to the good news. Yeah, yeah.
You guys are amazing. Okay, are you ready? Here we go. Okay. Hi, friends. We are so excited for the best part of every episode of the Lucky Few podcast. It's time for good news. And we are going to hear from our friends here with us today from Hip Hop Homies. Starting with you, Mary, we would love to know what you're celebrating for yourself right now. What are you most proud of? What are you most excited about?
What do you have coming up?
My birthday coming up a couple of weeks in a month.
In a couple of weeks, right? Tell them what day.
October 7th.
Oh. October 7th. Great. And are you going to be 41?
Yes, I am.
You are. Now, you guys might know that birthdays are big in our community. Yeah. So we usually are celebrating them. Hers happens to be coming close, and so does Eric's, but We celebrate them the minute they're over.
Oh, yes.
I mean, if we say that, what's good news? We'll have Matthew raise his hand and say, my birthday's coming in March. And I say, yes, it is. That's awesome. And we, you know, it's another cool thing they teach us is they celebrate their life and their birth. And what a great, another great lesson that we learned from them. You know, we celebrate that. We celebrate all year long that we're alive and that, and ourselves. When I say to some of the kids, you're the best, they go, I am. And I go, wow, isn't that amazing? What do we say to ourselves? The self-talk is so bad. And I just love that so much. So that's awesome. We're celebrating Mary. And we're also celebrating Eric.
And
she's October 7th. What are you, bud? When's yours?
Well,
October what?
8th. And my friend Nesto, he is so excited for his brother. It's March 3rd.
Yay. Yes, this is in March. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So Eric's going to be 53.
Oh. Yeah. It's going to be a different age.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's
good news right there.
Happy birthday to both of you.
Mention my birthday on Fast Sunday.
Yeah, it's coming up on Fast Sunday. Hey, tell them about our October party. We always have a costume party, don't we?
Oh, yes.
What are you going to be this year, Ben? What's the good?
Marines.
A Marine.
That's what my sister was.
Yes, his sister was. So he's going to be a Marine.
Oh, cool.
Last year, he was Dick Tracy in a yellow suit.
That's right.
Yeah. Awesome.
I was here before I got everything.
That's
argument
right.
Over
right. So, what about you, Colin?
I'll be Wolverine or Hannah.
Wolverine? Wait, you told me another one. What else? A referee.
Referee.
Was that it? Oh, Wolverine.
Okay.
Will you help tell them about our good news about this last weekend, Saturday? We had a big party at the high school, and it was what we called a FUN, a fundraiser.
Oh, yeah.
And it was to kick off our nonprofit and the Home of the Homies. Mm-hmm. And Colin, why don't you tell them something that we did there? What did we show up on the big screen?
We did model.
Oh, you did modeling, but what did we show up on the big screen that everybody watched?
Hip Hop Homies.
Hip Hop Homies music video.
Video, right? Yeah.
Whoa.
Is this your first ever music video?
Yep.
No.
What was our first one?
Let's say Christmas one. Christmas and one. Then after that one.
This
that
one is
brand new.
Yeah. Oh, this is our brand new one.
Oh, it's a new one.
Yeah. You're going to want to see them. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, probably see the Christmas video.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. And for our listeners who want to see those videos, Can they find them on yes, your Instagram?
Yes. Oh, yes.
And also YouTube, too.
Okay. Yeah, the second one is getting ready to one's getting ready all to be put together. We have it mostly done, but we wanted to add in a little bit of the party. It's going to be pretty sweet. And so I just think it's pretty, the good news is that we're all here together having fun. That's pretty good news. And
that's pretty great.
The great news is that these guys really have an extra chromosome full of love. As you see, just like when we took our little break, Eric said to you, I sure love you guys. And
I really do.
And that's just
me. Really love you,
what
Eric.
They have to offer, which is really what we all need, is just an extra dose of love and acceptance. And that's what they've taught us, that extra chromosome just full of love and the ability to express love. I see it over and over. I see them express to people, and they kind of fumble and don't know quite what to say. And then they just reach out and give them an extra love and help them feel accepted. And it's pretty amazing.
I really enjoyed talking with you guys today. You're amazing. Where can our friends find you guys? Do you guys have a social media? And you guys have a website, right? Will you guys tell me your social media handle?
Yeah. We're at The Hip Hop Homies. At The Hip Hop Homies. And we are, nonprofit is homeofthehomies.org. And we are, that's our website. And we're there. We're in our infancy of being a nonprofit. And that's just a starting point. Yeah. We have lots of things we'd like to do for these amazing people. And I just really count my blessings for the opportunity to be with them. And the parents trust me to be with them. We do more than dance. We socialize and karaoke and party and have fun all the time.
Yes.
I see that and I feel that through this interview. You guys have been amazing and wonderful. Thank you for speaking so eloquently, sharing about your lives, Carol sharing your heart, and this beautiful thing you've started that has spread definitely in your area. I hope it encourages our listeners, and we need more places and more people thinking about our adults with Down syndrome socially, right? We do. We need that. So that's pretty amazing. We are going to close up though, friends.
No.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you, Mary, Colin, and Eric. Thank you guys so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
No. Thank you for having you. See your happy face.
We've loved seeing your happy face too. And you know, October is not only Mary and Eric's birthdays, but it's Down Syndrome Awareness Month. So happy Down Syndrome Awareness Month to you guys too.
Thank you so much.
Right.
Okay, friends, we have to wrap up now. So head over to theluckyfew.co and use the code podcast to get 10% off your narrative shifting gear. And thank you, Josh Avis, for editing this episode, and Ashley Frecolosi for producing it. If you like this episode, please share it with your family and friends.
And all of you out there who haven't subscribed yet, don't forget to do that. Click that little button. And make sure you check out theluckyfewpodcast.com for show notes and all the things we talked about today. There'll be links to the Hip Hop Homies social media and websites. And we just want to remind you, listener, you're slaying it. We love you and we're cheering you on. And we can't wait to be together next week.
That'd be wonderful.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Enjoy your week.
Okay, we love you.